The Nipissing Lakers women's hockey team will have a chance to change the color of the medal as they sweep the Waterloo Warriors in the semifinal series, and not only will they have the chance to play for the Macaw Cup trophy for the second straight year, but with the win they have guaranteed themselves a spot at the U Sports National Tournament in Montreal from March 16 to 19. The reigning silver medalist Lakers were the runners-up in both the OUA final and the national final just 1 year ago, losing to Brock in the Macaw Cup on home ice at Memorial Gardens and falling to the Concordia Stingers in the gold medal game at the U Sport National Final. The team is super excited to bring this momentum into the Macaw Cup Finals, and we know what we need to do to avenge ourselves from last year's silver medal, says Ashley Tashik, who scored the game-winning goal against Waterloo on Friday evening. Our team has lots of confidence in each other and our coaching staff to get the job done. To continue with the number two theme, the win over the Warriors gave Nipissing its second straight series sweep in this year's playoffs, and it was the second straight game that was decided in overtime, after Katie Chomiak knocked in the game winner on Wednesday night at Memorial Gardens. Down south in Waterloo, it was Tashik who played the hero this time around as her goal at 6:40 of the overtime period clinched the series victory for the Lakers. It's her second goal of the postseason and third point in four games. She sniped in a shot from the left side circle that went high over goaltender Kara Mark's shoulder and sealed the game and the victory for Nipissing. My line went down on a 3-1 and Day, Madison Desmarais, passes me the puck and I shot high short side. I saw it go over her shoulder and honestly it's all a blur after that, says Tashik as she was mobbed by her linemates just before the rest of the bench spilled out onto the ice to celebrate. The team is extremely excited to be headed back to the Macaw Cup Finals and Nationals this year, she adds. Contrary to Game 1, it was the Lakers in Game 2 who had to play comeback to force overtime. Down by a goal going into the third, Madison Lauberg scored her first goal of the playoffs at 9:45 on the power play to tie the game 2-2. It was the third straight power play goal scored after Waterloo were given three straight power play opportunities in the second period and capitalized on two of those chances. Carly Orth, 1, at 15:13 and Paige Ryan, 2, at 18:54 seemingly gave the Warriors all the momentum they would need heading into the third. It was Kara Den Hode, 2, who put the Lakers on the scoreboard first at 7:14 of the second period. The Lakers outshot the Warriors 38-20 and went 1-4 on the power play with Waterloo going 2-5. Chantel Sandquist made 18 stops between the pipes for the Lakers to pick up her fourth straight victory. The Macaw Cup game matchup is still to be determined as the Toronto Varsity Blues hold a 1-0 lead in their semifinal series against the Guelph Griffins, with Game 2 taking place on Saturday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. in Guelph, and if necessary, Game 3 would be played in Toronto on Sunday at 4 p.m. Should Guelph win the series, the Lakers would host the Macaw Cup game for a second straight year.